I'm Roar Alexander, men's fat loss and body transformation specialist. Now, I live for three things: training my body to be leaner, stronger, and pain-free in my 40s, traveling the world to fire up my spirit, and trying new shit to expand my mind. But now, I'm helping men all over the world do the exact same. But it wasn't always like this. I lived a huge part of my life living paycheck to paycheck, bored, bitter, jealous of others, and wasting my time both inside and outside the gym. But I do not want that for you. So if it's your time to finally start living, as I say, leaner, stronger, longer, and a hell of a lot better, then my friend, welcome to Barbells to Buddhas. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Barbells to Buddhas. Today is just a short one. In fact, this is a, think of this as kind of like a sneak peek of the all-new Barbells to Buddhas. So I've been doing a lot of working lately with an efficiency coach, actually, and coming up with some ways that I can definitely get this podcast on track, but as well as many other aspects when it comes to the media of my Barbells to Buddhas company. That's my Facebook group, my YouTube, this podcast. And what we've decided to do, and what makes a lot of sense, is I've set it up now so all these episodes will be recorded, or I shouldn't say all, maybe, because if I take trips or go on vacations and do things as I'm traveling, there may be times I'm just recording audio. So for instance, today is an audio-only episode, but normally probably about 80% of what I do is going to be done as a Facebook Live in the group. So I have a Facebook group called the No More Dad Bod and Live Awesome Facebook group, which you'll hear an ad for later on, by the way, because I'm inviting you into it. Amazing, awesome group that I'm really working on making even more awesome. But what I'll do is I'm going to record those as lives. And then I've obviously, through the magic of editing, I can then take that and turn it into YouTube. And I can take the audio and turn it into a podcast. So that way I'm getting my Facebook group filled, which what I promised, you know, the people that are in that group, that they're going to get exclusive content. So they're going to be the first ones to hear this, see this, whatever you want to call it. The podcast will be the second format, and then YouTube will bounce over to the third. And then obviously there'll be different edits and different intros and whatnot, because the YouTube intro, it's a shorter one. That one you just heard, that it's my new intro, by the way. That intro was probably about a minute long, maybe 45 seconds on YouTube. That might as well be Lord of the Rings, right? So YouTube, your intro can't be much longer than about 10 seconds before people are tuning out on you. TikTok, it's about 2 seconds, but we'll worry about YouTube. So YouTube intro is only going to be 10 seconds. But today is kind of a teaser for the new episode. So there's a little one I wanted to go over, because summer's coming up. And I just want to talk about the three things. Now, really, it's four things, because I've really dived a lot deeper into cardio lately. But I'll save that for another episode. But if you just do the three things I'm going to tell you about in here, I will save the cardio, all the cardio, you know, education for later. You will still be in darn good, amazing shape this summer. So this is the three things that you need to start to do now to move from fat to fit and stay that way for life, as long as you add in some cardio from another episode. So today, guys, we're going back to the absolute basics, because more often than not, this is what we need to do. You see, there's so much new and there's so many people out there trying to call you different directions and all these different challenges and different supplements and different workouts and different TikToks. And this guy says that, and girl says that. Guys, it's just the basics. And if you do really these three things plus cardio consistently, you will be well on your way to living leaner, living lighter, and of course, living longer, stronger, and a hell of a lot better. So let's just, you know, let's just jump straight into it. I want to make this episode fairly quickly, just because, like I said, it's a teaser episode. Think of it as like a teaser to things that are coming. So number one is going to be weight training, and that is focusing on compound movements mostly. But you can add in some isolations depending, but you don't have to. So here's the thing, guys. Most of my weight loss clients, they're just guys that are, you know, very overweight. They're 20, 30, 40, sometimes even 100 pounds overweight. And if you want to just not be overweight, you want to get to a healthy, what we'll just call healthy body fat percentage, you know, 17, 18, 19% body fat, under 20, let's just say, just for, you know, the heck of it. We're not talking about washboard ripped abs. We're talking about dads, guys here who are 30, 40 pounds, got big bellies, and they just want to be able to fit into a normal belt. They want to be able to wear a size 34 pant, 32, right? They don't want to have a gut hanging over. So you don't need to have washboard abs, all that stupid stuff that you see on Instagram. It's so fake. It's nonsense. You can't get there, and I'm more than happy to get you there. We go that through my phase, you know, through my program. We have different levels. But if you guys just want to get into a healthy body fat percentage and stay there, you need to weight train, focusing on compound movements. And that is, you know, the big movements, the squats, the deadlifts, the bench presses, the dips. Anything that's big, that's moving lots and lots of parts of your body. Okay? Now, when you're training on most of your exercises, you want to be taking your exercises to near failure. And unfortunately, failure, talking about failure and actually people doing failure, they're not the same thing. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on here because this is something that has to be, well, this is what I go over in my coaching and especially in my two-day No More Dad Bod boot camps, my live boot camps that I host from time to time, where I take people through actual failure. But let's just say, for instance, you know, this is saved better for live or at least a video. A video explains it a lot better. But going to near failure, guys, is where you can just no longer move that weight without a significant amount of cheating, wiggling around, you know, screwing around, having somebody come and help you. Most people don't go anywhere near that. Most people get a little bit of a burn, feel slightly uncomfortable, and they stop. But you don't want to do that. So you want to take the exercises to near failure. Now, again, there's so many, you know, buts. If you're doing, say, barbell squats, you should really make sure that if you're going to be taking exercises to failure, which you should, particularly, you know, if you are using compound exercises, you got to make sure you have the safety set up. Really importantly, you have the safety set up. But I would say for the big compound exercises, it's one of those things, guys, you got to know what failure is. You can't know what failure is if you've never gotten a failure. So you do have to fail to know what it is. But then most of your compound exercises, you'll take it within maybe 1 to maybe 2 reps short of failure, depending what set you're in. So maybe if you're doing 4 sets, the first set, maybe it's 2 sets to failure. You know, two reps to failure, not 2 sets. So you're in the first set, you did your warm-up sets, 1, 2, 3, whatever. First set, 2 reps to failure. Second set, 1 rep to failure. Third set, you fail. Fourth set, let's say it was you were aiming for 10. Maybe you got that 10. Most realistically, probably a 9. That's a good set. Okay, so that would be a good 4 sets. You know, weight training, those bigger movements, they just cause more calorie burn. They cause more muscular damage. They're going to help you spike, you know, the hormones you need to grow. They're going to put you in that anabolic environment. So weight training is going to be a huge factor. I would say 3 to 5 days a week. But for you guys, like I said before, 3 to 5, you might be thinking 5, or you just said, I know, 3 days a week, total body, if you're just a guy who wants to get to a healthy body weight. Another thing about weight training is it really boosts your confidence as well. It's a great confidence booster. It's great for your mindset. And honestly, guys, the lessons that you learned under the irons, that heavy stuff pushing through when something's about to crush you, something is about to injure you, mess you up, and you push through it and you nail it, that's going to come through in so many other areas of your life where you're feeling the pressure. It's going to come through in areas where it's like career, family, community, productivity, purpose, passion. All of that will benefit from your weight training. So getting out there, guys, in weight training. And you know what? Using what you know to use right now. If you're a real beginner, guys, there's nothing wrong with using some machines. Go crazy on machines. In fact, most of my beginner clients, I have a lot of them on machines. I've even some beginner clients where we just really do sled pushing for a while. But let's say you're at least beyond that. Nothing wrong with some machines. Then you go machines and maybe some dumbbells, machine and maybe some barbell. Again, it depends. I got arguments for both sides. I've had people think, oh, beginners should be on dumbbells. I'm like, yeah, but dumbbells are, you know, they're very independent. They can require a lot of sophisticated thinking. So sometimes a barbell is easier because, you know, 2 hands, it's bilateral, it's easier. At the same time, though, barbells kind of come in, you know, 1 weight, which is usually heavy. Where dumbbells, you can start off with 5. So there's arguments, but you can go machines. Then you could go machines plus dumbbells or machines plus barbells and work your way up. And eventually you want to work your way up to, you know, focusing on, you know, free weight equipment like dumbbells. And like barbells. Now, here's another thing, guys. When you're in your 40s, when I say barbell, I don't necessarily mean, I do not mean just the straight barbell. In fact, I'm doing a variation right now, a mild variation of Wendler's 531 program, which is a strength block program. And I am using a specialty barbell for I guess you could argue every lift. So, not quite every lift, actually. Not for the shoulder press. Oh, yeah, the shoulder press, too. So, basically, if you don't know what that is, it's bench press, deadlift, overhead press, and squat. Usually with a straight barbell. I am doing bench press. Now, I am using the straight bar for that, but only because I do not have access currently to a Swiss bar. Because if I had access to the Swiss bar, I'd be using that because it's better for your shoulders and it's better for your over 40 lifting. Over 40 lifting, pressing movements, I'd be using Swiss. But I'm using the straight bar for that. For the squats, I'm using a safety bar. For the deadlifts, I'm using a trap bar. And for the overhead press, actually, I'm actually using a Smith machine, actually, for that. So, yeah, I'm basically doing the whole thing. And I've modified it every way except for the bench. And I would modify the bench if I could. So that's what that comes down to, weight training. So, and like I said, 3 days a week. 45 minutes to an hour, really about it. I'd say, and again, it really depends, guys, where you're at in your journey. But beginners, a couple warm-up sets and a couple working sets. Intermediate beginners, maybe 3 sets, 4 sets, I don't know. Really comes down to it. I would not do more than 4 working sets, though. And for most people, probably 3 working sets is going to be okay, as long as you did some decent warm-up sets and properly worked your way up. And you just didn't go like light, then into your heavy, which doesn't make sense. You kind of go light, medium, medium-heavy, then you're heavy. That's kind of how it works. Or even medium, heavy, and then you're heavy. You get the idea. Depends on how high you're going, right? Well, let me give you an example for me for bench pressing. So let's say I'm bench pressing 265 for threes. So I'd probably warm up with a 95 bar, then jump quickly to, and that's only going to be for like 5 reps, and jump up to a 135, 165, maybe 185, throw a 205 for a couple, 225 for a couple, so probably like 5 warm-up sets before I actually hit my weight set, but focusing on like 3 reps, 2 reps sort of thing. Maybe 5 reps at the beginning. Depends on how heavy you are, right? That's if I'm benching 265. Now, if you're only benching like 185, then it might only be 3 warm-up sets, so it depends. But weight training, guys, is going to be number one. Now, number two is your nutrition. And nutrition is extremely not complicated and extremely complicated. So I'm going to give you the really easiest ones. Just number one is know your calories. And so know your calories. Easy. How do we do that? Oh, my God. Well, you have online calculators. You could track, see where you're at, figure it out from there. You could just guesstimate. You could do the thing where you say, okay, I'll multiply my body weight, my goal body weight by, 12 or 14 or whatever it is. So many ways. That's what I said. It's complicated yet not complicated. I would just use an online calculator. But what I usually do is I just kind of set what I think makes sense. And then from there, I play it by ear and see how it goes. Go, okay, so it's working. Great. If you're losing weight, it's working. If you're not losing weight, it's not working. Give it a couple weeks, right? From there, you know, the next step after knowing your calories would be, you know, your protein, which is, you know, gram per lean pound of body weight. And if you are, well, I guess you're not probably not listening to this if you're like 12% body fat, because this is a men's weight loss. You know, overall, it's a men's weight loss podcast. So let's say you're not looking down to a ripped six pack. You got some pudding on your belly there. Would be 1 gram per lean pound of body weight. And again, there's calculations for that. But for sake of argument, let's say you got a belly on you. You're overweight. You know you got 20, 30 pounds to lose. Just multiply your body weight by like say 0.8, and then there you go. And then you figure out gram per pound there. So that's how that works. And then from there, you can, you know, fill the rest in with your carbs and your fats. I would say, though, for a guy, we really want to be aiming at about 30 grams of fiber. So the numbers I look at with clients, there's three numbers I look at with clients. Well, four if you want to include water. One is we'd say, okay, this is our upper limit, our max for calories and our minimum, because there's also we don't want to go under. This is our goal for protein. This is our goal for fiber, which is usually about 30 grams for a guy. And, you know, like say 2 to 2 liters of water minimum at least. And then I start teaching them about how to, because here's the thing. When you're in a caloric deficit, right, you are going to be hungry. It's just the nature of the beast, right? You're in a caloric deficit. Deficits make you hungry. But there's ways to go into caloric deficits where you are still eating the same amount of food but getting less calories. So if you do it correctly, you shouldn't be too hungry. Let me give you a really dumb example. Well, I shouldn't say dumb, but a really simple example. A tuna sandwich. So let's say you make a tuna sandwich every day, 2 slices of bread, 1 can of tuna, some pickles, whatever. And then you use mayonnaise. And you use regular mayonnaise. So let's say you use 2 tablespoons of regular mayo. Well, tomorrow you go and you buy the light mayo, which is, you know, half the calories of the regular mayo. Well, you're still using 2 tablespoons. They're still the same volume, but it's just less calories, right? So it's going to feel the same. You won't be hungrier because you use a low calorie because it's the same volume. So using, you know, low calorie substitutes, sugar-free ketchup, sugar-free barbecue sauce, lighter mayonnaise, anything of that light, a light whipped cream. You know, I buy one of my favorite treats is light hot chocolate. Yeah. Same size cup, same taste, same everything, but it's light. It's what, 35% or 40% less calories, something like that. And then I put a little bit of the light whipped cream on. Same size, same volume, same satiety, satiation, whatever we call it, except, you know, 35 to 40% less calories. Win-win. Can also use volumetrics, right? Volumetrics is something that it's so powerful. Yes, so people don't talk about it nearly enough. But that's just adding low calorie and ideally high nutrient foods. So I'll give you a really kind of funny example. It's not the best example, but I enjoy Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers, right? And if you know anything about it, it's a junior. So right there, it's basically the smallest burger on the menu. Now, guys, I'm 6'4", 220 pounds, and I tend to go there when I go. If I go to Wendy's, which is not often anymore, I do enjoy Wendy's, don't get me wrong, but quite often what I do is I'll get the two. I like my order for almost, oh my goodness, I don't know, almost 2 decades now. It's been 2 junior bacon cheeseburgers with triple onion, triple lettuce, triple tomato. That burger, guys, if you get somebody who actually makes it the way I order it, it's huge. It is a huge burger. And yet, I've increased the volume, the size of that burger, but I've only increased the calories by like maybe 30 at max, right? Very low calories because I haven't added on extra cheese. I haven't added some buns. I've just whopped in a ton of lettuce, tomato, and onion, which is basically like no calories, very low. This is just vegetables. And I'll eat that. I don't get the fries. You know, I'll get a Diet Coke. I mean, usually just a soda water, honestly. I'm just a soda water person. So, yeah. So, I'd rather do that than get the French fries. And it's so many lighter calories. So, that's an easy example. But, you know, you could just add more vegetables into your dinner. Have your steak, your, you know, your yam, your potato, whatever. I'm fine with regular white potatoes. And a ton of vegetables. That's volumetrics right there, guys. When you make a tuna sandwich, lots of lettuce, lots of onions on there, because a couple slices of pickle. It's a big sandwich. Volumetrics. And then, of course, drinking the water, because your body really sucks at knowing the difference between when you're hungry and when you're thirsty. Quite often when you think you're hungry, it's actually you're thirsty. So really, and I'm terrible. I'll be the first one to admit I am terrible when it comes to the whole water thing. But that's one of the things that we do in my 21-day body transformation challenges is I'm really picky with people when it comes to water. And, of course, I hold those in my Facebook group. And speaking of my Facebook group, guys, fed up with your dad bod, that belly, the so-called normal aging, aches and pains, hitting that snooze button 3, 4, 5 times only to drag yourself out of bed to face yet another dull, uninspiring day just like everyone before it? Well, all that ends now. I'd love for you to join my private and exclusive No More Dad Bod and Live Awesome Facebook group, the ultimate coaching hub for guys just like us who crave a leaner, stronger, longer, and much more importantly, epic life. But what's inside? A thriving community of guys worldwide with goals just like yours. I give you exclusive live videos, Q&A sessions, giveaways, contests, group-only vlogs, blogs, and articles. Plus, it's the home of my highly popular 21-day Ditch Your Dad Bod Body Transformation Challenge. The challenge that gives you both group and private coaching with guys shredding 7 to 20 pounds in just 21 days. And even more importantly, they learn how to lose more and keep it off. Ready to join? Well, there's two easy ways. Find the direct link in the episode notes in your favorite podcast app or in the YouTube video if you're watching this on YouTube below, or just search Ditch Your Dad Bod and Live Awesome on Facebook and join my group there. Get the support, coaching, inspiration, and motivation you need alongside an awesome men's only, no ego allowed community. It's finally time to live the life you deserve and the body you've always dreamed. See you there. And finally, we get to number three. And number three is probably the most underrated aspect. Now, it's been talked a little bit by the cool kids on the YouTubes and the Instagrams and the TikToks, but not nearly enough, because people don't respect this enough, and it drives me nuts. And that is non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or low energy activity thermogenesis. So let me give you an example. Well, let me tell you about it first. For first, NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, that is just your daily non-exercise movement. So I'm talking about everything that happens outside the gym. And it can, now I'm not saying it usually does, because most people it does not. It definitely does not. But it can account for up to 30% of your daily caloric burn. Your highest is your basal metabolic rate. After that would be your NEAT. The gym guys, even the best workouts, is like 5% at best. And there's different ways to do it, right? So that'd be extremely low-level cardio. And I mean like walking sort of thing. Taking the stairs. Going for a morning walk. They're really cheap. By the way, if you don't believe me, like honestly, go to Amazon, go to Facebook Marketplace, wherever, and type in walking pad. And for like less than $200, you can get these little kind of mini treadmills. They got no rails on them. It's just a walking pad. It's like basically the bottom of a treadmill. They're really thin. They're only a couple inches thick. And they go up only up to a speed about 3, which is just your general outside, like, hey, let's have a walk and coffee speed. But I know, right, you're thinking, well, that doesn't do anything. Well, my friend, let me ask you. Do you think it does more than sitting on your ass at your desk for 6 hours? If you're at your desk for 8 hours a day, let's say you're at your day, you're 9 to 5. And for half of that time, literally half, 4 hours of that time, you are working at your desk, typing away, drawing away, writing away, you know, architecting away, whatever it is you're doing. And yet you're walking at a very slow coffee rate speed. You don't think that's miles, like warp speed ahead of sitting on your butt. I'm telling you it is. So getting yourself a treadmill desk. Right now, I'm recording this. Really, right now, I'm recording this at my standing desk. Now, I'm telling you this. You come to my home office, standing desk. You come to my gym office, standing desk. I even have a second gym that I have to go to from time to time. The first thing I did is I bought, you know what? A standing desk. Every one of my offices has a standing desk. I've been using a standing desk, guys, for like 15 years, if not more. When I go to a coffee shop, I look for coffee shops that have bar height tables if I can. The ones, unfortunately, near me don't have them, but there is a couple that I used to go to in my old house. They had bar height tables, so I'd be able to stand. Actually, there is one. The Starbucks I go to where I pick up Damon has a bar height table by the window, and I use that because I can stand. Then I can sit down on the stool because it's a bar height stool. Then I can stand again. I even just use a bar height stool. It's better than a 90% chair because you're not quite in that sitting position, and then it's a foot thing on the bottom. I put my one leg up, put my other leg up. I'll sit with like my one leg up and crossed over like a figure four. I do a ton of stretching when I'm at my desk, but I go back and forth between sort of the bar height sitting with my feet in different positions. Sometimes I'll put my leg up on the seat. And then just standing. Like I'm standing right now. I'm recording this podcast while standing up. So I'm getting a lot more movement than if I was just sitting there in a chair, right? There's so many things you can do now. Like even just sitting on a Swiss ball. Like I have a Swiss ball under my table that I'll use sometimes when I set it up at normal height. And that gets your core a little bit more activated, right? They have Swiss ball chairs now with backs on them. You know, because one of the problems sitting on a Swiss ball, sometimes people, you know, they can be feeling a little annoying on your back, especially if you don't break into it properly. It's like anything else. You got to start off slow. You just don't trade your chair for a Swiss ball and think, oh boy, my back is going to feel great tomorrow, because it's not. But non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And the best way to do this, guys, to a point, and again, it's still got some failing, because right now, let me give you an example. But it's step tracking, right? So I have all my clients get a step tracker. Now, here's the one thing about step tracker. So I'll give you some of the arguments against step trackers, which are stupid, fucking idiotic arguments. But one is, well, they don't track your steps. They just kind of track your overall movement. Okay, so they are tracking your overall movement. So that means if I look at my watch one day, and let's say I'm average 10,000, it says 10,000 units, let's call them 10,000 activity units a day, probably better than steps. So 10,000 activity units a day, i.e. 10,000 steps. But this day comes and I'm sitting at my desk and I'm not feeling well, I look at my clock, oh, my watch, I'm like, oh, 3,500 physical activity units. Then I go, huh, you know what? I guess I did. I just sat down at my desk, sat for lunch, was in the car. Yeah, really didn't move much today, i.e. my non-exercise activity thermogenesis was pretty low. I'd say darn well guaranteed. Now, here's another one. For instance, I'm standing at my desk right now. So even though I'm standing at my desk, and I've been standing at my desk now for, well, oh, I guess almost 2 hours, because I've been, that new intro you heard, I just recorded that today, as well as the Facebook. So everything you've heard today was all recorded today. And I did that pretty much all standing up. It doesn't track my standing because I'm not really moving, right? So I am standing and you can't see, but I have a fatigue mat under me and I'm shifting. I shift a lot. So right now I'm shifted out of my right leg. Then I've kind of shifted out of my left leg. So I am moving back and forth. I tend to twist and rotate a little bit, kind of sway my hips around. I move a lot because I have ADHD. That's one of the reasons I love my standing desk. It doesn't really record a lot of that. So at the end of the day, for me, honestly, I can usually look at my watch. So if my watch is telling me I did 10,000 physical activity units on a day like today, it's probably closer to like 11 or 12. But overall, guys, it's the best way you have. Something on your wrist. Now, the other day I had somebody, it was a friend of mine. He's a trainer and it was his client. And they were going to track his steps through his phone. And I said, no, don't do that. Because where's your phone right now? They're like, well, it's, you know, sitting over there in my locker. I'm like, so for the last hour, the phone hasn't been on you. You think about it, how many times a day do you put your phone down and you're not using it? If I use my phone is going to tell me I'm at like 3,000 steps today. Where my watch, because it's on me almost throughout the day, except when I'm in the shower, it's going to give me a lot more accurate reading. So I'm not a big fan of the phone. And guys, here's the thing. So I told them, you need to get a proper wearable. And we went on Amazon and you can get wearables, like a decent tracking wearables. Low is like $29.99, like $40, $40 to $50 was an average for a good one. But we're talking about your life and your health here. You know, the one I got right now is this really cool one. I can't remember the company's called, which is really bad because they actually sent it to me for free. They wanted me to try it out. I should look at it. And I'll do it on my Instagram, my TikTok very soon, so you know. Looks just like an Apple Watch, but it's not. Only goes for like $99, but it's great. Even can tell me as soon as I start walking on my treadmill, I go outside or whatever. It's like, are you walking outside or inside? It's like, I'm like, oh yeah, it knows when I'm doing things. But non-exercise activity thermogenesis, guys, so important. And I'll give, like, here's some really easy hacks. For instance, did you know a rocking chair? I think so. This is a rocking chair can burn up to like an extra 200 calories in an hour. So go get yourself a chair that rocks in your living room. Instead of a lazy boy, how about a lazy boy that rocks a little bit? Stand up desk. One of those little things you can pedal under your desk, a Swiss ball. One of those walking pads is awesome. Just getting in the habit of just putting on your shoes and going for a walk in the morning. Here's the thing. Do you drink coffee in the morning? Yeah, you do. You're the maybe that odd weirdo who doesn't, but just kidding. No, I'm not. But you can do this. This is what I would do. How about this? How about instead of grabbing your coffee, because you just lay down for, what, 7 to 8 hours? You were lying down, not moving. And now you're going to get up, grab a cup of coffee. You're going to sit your ass down and do what? Not move. How about this? How about you grab your coffee and you toss it on your shoes, keep them right by the door, and you go for a walk around the block while you drink your coffee? Same amount of time. You're going to spend 15 minutes in the morning drinking your coffee on your ass. You might as well spend 15 minutes drinking your coffee while you walk around the block. It's the sun in your eyes. Feel a lot better. Get a lot more energy going. Have better sleep that night because you got that serotonin all reset. So non-exercise activity thermogenesis, guys. That's it. Well, anyways, those are my three things. Like I said, I want to keep this short, and it's gone way over. I'm already at 31 minutes. I'm like, holy cow. I thought this thing was going to be like 15 minutes long. But, you know, I'm a rambler. Rambling. But I hope you guys like the new Barbells to Buddhas podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll be hearing a lot more episodes coming at you soon now that I finally got my shit together. Should be a lot of fun. I got a lot of great episodes coming up. Let me give you a sneak peek of some of my episodes, actually. So I don't know. This is my first time I've ever given you a sneak peek. So let me take a look here. Okay. Got a whole series here on how to get healthy for cheap, but let's go. So I opened Facebook Live. Let me see what we got. 8 mistakes newbies make to the gym is coming up. 10 hacks. To eat less and feel full. Oh, that'll be a fun one. 11 advanced exercise mistake that even guys who've been training for 10 plus years are guilty of. How I'd ditch the dad bod if I was just starting today in 2024. Let's see. 9 things I've changed in my training in my 40s. That should be a fun one. And maybe a bunch of things that I haven't. Here you're going to find out. 6 easy breakfast ideas for guys on the go, busy guys. So there you go. Yeah. 6 live lean breakfast for guys over 40. That should be fun. And then, oh, this is one of my favorite topics. Design a no dad bod kitchen. How to design your kitchen to help you lose weight, feel great, and live healthy and well into your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. So, God, it's all coming up, guys. Those are all going to be, by the way, just like I said at the beginning, right? Those are all going to be Facebook Live. So all of those, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 at least. And then we got, oh, yeah, there's a whole booster testosterone series, a really cool episode I got coming up called Sexual Fasting. Is it the next big thing to crush your goals? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Sounds like not fun. I guess we'll see what that's all about when I tell you. That'll be while I'm working on that one. Really cool stuff, though. So that's a lot of episodes, guys. But again, that's coming up on my private Facebook group. What was that Facebook group called again? Do you remember? Yes, that one, actually, yeah, I don't even remember. It's Ditch. I want to give you the exact name because sometimes I say it wrong and then people can't find it. Again, I'm not sure if this is the best name in the world. That's weird. My cover seems to be missing. But anyways, it's the Ditch Your Dad Bod and Live Awesome group by Barbells to Buddhas. All right, guys, that's it. I have not recorded a new outro yet, so I'm just going to kind of fade away here. And I'll be back again very, very soon. By the way, in my Facebook group, just so you know, I have, and this is on LinkedIn as well, but my newest article is The Smells of Success. The 3 smells that I use with myself and my clients that lift your mood, boost your productivity, even help you lift more in the gym, hyperdrive your focus, and indirectly can even help you make more money. You'll learn about that if you join that Facebook group. All right, guys, so until next time, I'm here to do what? Well, of course, help you live leaner, stronger, longer, and a hell of a lot better. Talk to you guys again soon.